So anyway, okay, you ready?
Yeah. All right.
This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Ah, Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Mean power to maximum. Biogenic generation engage. Raise the monster.
Yes.
It's time for the
I'm alive! I love that!
Yeah!
I know, you know, a lot of people say that the intro might be a little too long, but that is a classic. No, that's worthy of just all by itself. A recording all by itself. I mean, that's Jimmy Smith, God love it. Okay, Jimmy Jones Show, back on the air.
Hey!
Here it is, just about, it's real close to the last day of the month. Another, this is our last July show, July 30th, Sunday.
Yeah.
And we have Council Curtis.
Hey!
All right. Engineer Eric.
Hey! Right here.
And Jimmy Doan.
Jimmy Doan, yeah.
A lot of stuff. One of the problems we've got. Curtis, you know, you have to come up here a little more often because we got a stack of stuff here that's going to take, I don't know how long this show's going to be. We might have to break it in the middle.
That's fine. We've been breaking a lot.
I know we have. But I wonder something. Anyway, I want to say hello to who? Oklahoma.
Oh, okay, we got Almstead, Sweden.
Hey, good man. How's it going? Hey, good morning. Yeah, talar lite svenska.
So anyway, hey, we got Vancouver.
Oh, you hoser. Beauty, white north, eh?
Yeah. And we got Johannesburg.
That I don't know.
South Africa.
Well, that's, yeah, but we're supposed to speak.
We got Argentina. How's that?
Argentina. Yeah, sí, señor. No, lo siento, pero no habla español.
How about Antwerp, Belgium?
Antwerp. That's another one. Antwerp, I think that's Flemish. I think they don't like the Frenchies in Antwerp.
Well, we got French, too. We got Alfortville. Ile-de-France.
Ile-de-France. Well, that's where Notre Dame is. That's God is checking in.
Well, they were just checking out. You know, they were taking a break from watching the Tour de France and just wanted to
sign
the Jimmy Dunn show.
That's right. That's as well they should.
Hey. Well, and we got Ontario, Canada.
Okay, well, we already said a beauty, Ada.
Beauty. All right. That's it. Those are some of our recent listeners. Welcome, and hope you're enjoying the show.
Yep. Tell your friends.
Yeah, don't forget to tell your friends.
In whatever language that they can understand.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hey, we got a new feature we're going to do here.
What's that?
And that is, if you send in an email with a legitimate question, we will answer it on the air.
That's true.
Wow, that's freaky.
No, well, we have. I mean, let's face it, this should be called the Jimmy Doan Wizard Show.
That's it.
I have an answer for everything.
If you send us a question, you email us a question to jimmy@jimmydoan.com, we will, now legitimate questions. I mean, if you can't ask us, like, you know, why do you guys suck so bad?
Right.
You know, that's
well,
too
we
easy.
Already know that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, that's been answered. That well answered.
Well answered.
Many times.
Documented.
That's our new feature. So send us some email and tell your friends you'll be live on the web.
That's live?
Well, sort of live.
Sort of live. Okay, well, is it dead?
Dead.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, good. So we got a lot of things to talk about today. We want to talk about the, of course, the big news on all the talk shows, I suppose, was the Israeli Hezbollah stuff.
Right.
Everything.
Still okay. Worn it out a little bit.
Like, who cares? Okay, yeah. We're going to talk about some other things because that's been covered like 1,000 times.
Right.
And we're just waiting for a mushroom cloud to appear over there. It'll be all over. Boom, done.
Yeah.
I mean, they're coming to us. That'll be fun. And so we want to talk about minimum wages and Walmart. New Big Brother intrusions.
Yeah,
into life.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah. Look out, boys. You know,
that serious kind of constitutional implications.
Oh, very serious. Also, the what they're doing with the farm people. We want to talk a little bit about tariffs. Believe it or not, I know it sounds dull, but we're going to make it fun.
Right.
As we always do. We're good at this. Then also new jets.
Yep.
New toys for guys.
Toys for the boys.
Toys for the boys. Well, I tell you, we've got some news from Las Vegas. One of our favorite. places.
Woo-hoo.
That's right. And gambling update, and then some light notes. Let's see, the light notes, one of the things that was really good about that
was... We'll tell them then.
Well, didn't want to talk, we'll talk about Cindy.
Oh,
we will.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. And, okay, good. So that's it.
That's it.
Well, that's the start, anyway. And so if anybody happens to call in while we're here, we'll take calls, of course. Good luck. since by the time you hear this,
it'll be on.
It'll be done. Yeah, that's right.
You can hear this. It's too late.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I want to start off a little bit about the first piece of news was that, remember we talked a little while about how Chicago, God, I don't know what's happened to those people up there. Something is in the water, and we're talking about that too.
No question.
The foie gras thing. Remember that? They banned that. Foie gras.
Which is basically overstuffed goose liver.
Right. It's liver. For God's sakes. It's meat. You know, Chicago is the meat capital of the world, and they decided we're going to have
nothing anymore.
That's right. And now they want to, they've raised the minimum wage in Chicago only, in the city limits. And basically it is a wage increase only for the big box stores. That's Walmart, Target, and Home Depot.
Right. No discrimination there.
No discrimination there. But they're going to raise it, and it's pretty high. It ends up in a couple of years to be about $13 an hour.
Dang.
Yeah. Including benefits. Now it goes up like 10 plus guaranteed $3 in benefits and so forth. But
I think they pussied out. They should have just made it $100 an hour.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, the whole point on this, it is so the minimum wage idea has been discredited totally. I mean, there's no question that any responsible economist will tell you that if you raise the minimum wage, it's loss of jobs. And in fact, the minimum wage historically, in case anybody's interested, always has been racist. It has been a racist discrimination. And it was freely admitted by Kennedy, for instance, when he was president. They said that basically the minimum wage was designed to keep blacks from the South from migrating north to get automobile jobs at White's Hill. That's why they passed it originally.
Didn't even hide that?
Didn't even hide it. When the minimum wage first showed up.
And now what was the mechanism that was supposed to prevent them from getting jobs?
They weren't worth it. In other words, the minimum wage was, the deal was that if you had a minimum wage that was too high, then if somebody's only worth $4 an hour and the minimum wage is $5, you can't hire that person.
Right.
So
it was actually designed to keep people out of work?
Yes. It is designed to make sure that people that are not worth, that maybe need a job and want a job and are willing to work, don't get the job. They go on the dole.
It seems to me like that's the effect, but it's hard to believe that that was actually the design.
The original design was racist in nature. It was designed to make sure that black people did not get jobs.
I noticed that two-thirds of the people that are below the minimum wage right now, or at the minimum wage, are white.
Could be. I mean, again, I don't know about that part, but I will tell you the other thing that is interesting about this is the way very often, and of course, Congress is now also, besides Chicago, Congress is getting ready, and they may make it go because of the wimps, is getting ready to raise the minimum wage by about $2.
The House just passed it.
Did they actually pass it?
The House passed it.
Okay, I didn't know that. Then that must have been today or yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Because I knew it was on the thing, and unfortunately, they said, I don't know if they've got enough, I don't know if Bush is going to veto it, I don't know if they have enough to override a veto or anything like that, but it's about a $2 raise over the next couple of years, I think.
Right, that's what I heard.
One of the some of the proponents of the minimum wage haul out this old chestnut, and that is, you know, on the minimum wage, you can't support a family of four. You know, it's not a living wage for a family. So, and it's, you know, let me tell you something. If you're making three times the minimum wage, it's not enough to support a family of 50 either. So, I mean, so what's that got to do with anything? When you realize
they're trying to imply that there's a whole bunch of families out there that if their minimum wage earner. If their minimum wage earner was working and getting only minimum wage, that
the family would not survive.
They're starving to death, right?
Good.
Well, I think we can rest assured with 2 points, and that is that half of the people that are on minimum wage are below the age of 24.
Well,
so right away, they're not supporting the whole family, most likely.
That's number one. And number two, you would guess that very often, somebody that's making the minimum wage is in a family where somebody else is making way more than the minimum wage.
Right.
So, I mean, what's with that? I mean, here's...
Most minimum wage earners are women.
I mean, I can tell you from personal experience. When I was growing up, my dad made a dollar or two as an attorney, you know, Scheist. Well, no, you can't use Scheister. That's, we're not Jewish. But no, the deal... But he was an attorney making pretty good dough.
As a shark.
As shark, right. And the deal is that I worked for minimum wage over Christmas holidays down at the post office sorting mail. Okay, hello.
Not can you say mail fraud?
No, well, no. That too. It was not
Jimmy
only.
Jimmy had 27 credit cards by the time he was 18.
Well, no, we didn't have credit cards back in those days. But what people used to do, of course, was grandma would send grandson actual cash.
Right.
As we're sorting, of course, we're holding these envelopes up to the light.
The light.
this one just fell in my pocket. No, we didn't. That's a federal
offense.
Those
Confederate notes weren't worth very much.
That's true. They were going away. Thank you so much for that. Okay. So anyway, they actually, some of the bills that were going through there probably would be worth some today.
Yeah,
old money like that. You know, they were the big bills.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, the point is that the minimum wage does kill jobs, and anybody that says it doesn't, they obviously point to some little microcosm. They'll say, over on this street corner, somebody raised the minimum wage, and on that street corner,
all the jobs are kept. But all you have to do is imagine what a maximum wage law.
Right.
What would that effect have? And you can see that if you had a maximum wage law, then the person could hire more people.
Well, the other thing that people don't realize in the big picture is that all money, essentially, ultimately, is wages. All money is wages. You don't, if you write a check to the Caterpillar Tractor Company, the tractors don't get the money. It's the people that make. So if you write fewer dollars to the tractor company, somebody's going to get laid off.
The same amount of dollars, you're going to, and you have to
raise one over here, you have to lower it ultimately. Now, it may turn out that and of course, when people look at it, if you raise the minimum wage
in
Chicago,
he's got enough money to employ everybody.
That's right. Well, this is the thing, and of course, they say, they use the envy thing too, and they say, well, they're rich, big corporation like that out of Bentonville, Arkansas, rich enough to.
Right.
Rich enough
to. They got enough money. Walmart's got enough
money. Hell yeah, they can pay $100 an hour. What do we got?
Right.
And of course, the thing about it is they also, by increasing the minimum wage, they deny people, they do this in a lot of areas, they deny people the right to upward mobility. That is
entrance into the workplace.
Number one, entrance into the workplace. But also, they keep them in an entry level job too long, because if they get enough, let's say, quote, to survive, unquote, there's no real incentive to increase their skill level. Most people, one of the things that people don't realize is that people don't work in the same job their whole life, generally speaking. And if they do,
not in America.
That's nothing for Congress to take about. It is a mobility thing. You enter the, look, when you start off, you are making negative dollars. You're going to school. You're
internship free.
Internship free, or the other way around. I mean, there are times that you would pay
to play.
LA.
Never done that.
Yeah, right. No, but you talk about
never
a negative
sold tickets on Hollywood Boulevard.
You had ate a few. And what are we eating tonight? Tickets. That's right. I don't mean. Well, the point is, you have a negative wage very often, and so to make the leap from negative to $7 an hour, whatever they want to do, I mean, that's sometimes, for some people, is too big a gap. There should be, as there would be in a totally free society, free to negotiate whatever wage you want, a nice, even, flat slope. As it is, there's this step function that you have to leap over from making no money to suddenly making $7.
A livable wage. Enough to support a family of four.
For your first job. And it turns out that if you're only worth $5 an hour, you get zero. I mean, that is criminal to me, it seems. And, and you're willing to do it.
Well, it's an interference with the freedom of contract, which we hold so dear.
But obviously we don't.
Well, we do, but the government doesn't.
But that's right. And so let me take a quick look here and see if there aren't some quotes.
I did like the one quote. When after the thing passed, there was two quotes here. This is a great day for the working men and women of Chicago, said Alderman Joseph A. Moore, the measure's chief sponsor. And then, of course, right at the Walmart's attorney goes, it's sad. This puts politics ahead of working men and women.
I noticed that in this article, of course, one of the favorite phrases that everybody loves to use is working people.
Working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, working people, as opposed to people who don't work.
Right.
The CEOs that make $400 million, they don't work. No, they don't do anything. They're a bunch of, they sit there and play with, with their Xbox all day long.
Damn corporate jet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too.
Flying it back and forth.
That, but they're
that's what we'd be doing.
But they're in a heartbeat. No, the thing about it is they passed the law. It's very narrowly passed, obviously, as so often it is. You'll see.
They said they beat it through on another tax decrease.
That's for the federals. I don't think the Chicago. That's
you're
the federal.
Chicago,
that's
okay.
The firm. That we're talking about that in just a second. But I thought it was interesting that one of the quotes here. First of all, the leaders of the black churches they dueled over this. Some of them apparently saw that. I didn't quite understand what that was all about. They didn't go into anything on the article.
Well, it sounds like there's some conservative leaders.
Yeah.
I think if they were worried about their community losing jobs because of the increase in wages.
Well, that's what they should be worried about.
Yeah, and in fact, where these places are going, it's all on the south side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as you know, the Walmart did open up right across the border and had like something like 2,500 or 25,000 or whatever it was, applications for 250 jobs or something. I mean, the people were willing to do it right outside the city limits. The thing about it is that they said, one of the quotes in here was they said, well, nobody's going to leave Chicago. It's not going to hurt, you know, because none of these big companies, Home Depot and so they're not going to close up and leave. Well,
yes, huh?
Yeah, right. But, you know, but they say they're not going to drive out the businesses that are there, is the quote that they use, drive out. The thing that they don't, as Bastiat talked about, is the seen and the unseen. What about all the businesses that are not going to get started?
Yeah.
That's what you don't see. There are people that are going to go up to Chicago and say, nah, forget it. I was getting ready to hire 2,500 people.
Well, right here on page one, it says it means Chicago is closed to business. So, you know,
well, that's
article.
Of course. That can be called, what do you call it, the hyperbole or something. Not totally. Obviously, they're not closed to business.
But they're, you know,
they're closed to, they are obviously... This is politics. I forget where it is in here. I'm
certainly not going to open a donut shop if they're after my trans fats.
Well, they banned frog law. They're going to raise minimum wage. They're, you know, doing all this stuff. Chicago is just they're turning it into this.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that's right. Now it is, and of course other cities they have in here: San Francisco, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Washington have across the board minimum wage ordinances for all but the smallest businesses. And you think, well, yeah, right. Why? So as along with that, of course, we have federal arena in Washington, D.C. Republicans, it says here, the headline, July 28th, which is 2 days ago, Republicans near a vote to increase the U.S. minimum wage. The Mr. Bollard or whatever argues have argued that Republican support for an increase in the federal wage is essential to shore up the party's strength among blue-collar and low-income workers who could decide critical House contests.
So they're trying to take a political issue from the Democrats.
Well, no, not only that. In this article, you hit the nail on the head. In this article, the word political decision, political cover, and political necessity are used more than any other word in the article. More than the, you know, it's and
70% weight by volume.
That's right. Yeah, no, I mean this page from the, if you just take out the word political and weigh it, it's like more than the paper.
Right.
No, the thing about it that they don't realize is Mr. Bollard and the other Republicans don't realize is that. Let me put it this way: it ain't going to happen. You could sit out there and promise hookers to every to every blue collar and low income worker, and the Republicans still would not garner the support from these people. It's the same thing that has happened for over the years. The Libertarian Party or some of the other people that actually are better for blacks, say, or disadvantaged or minorities or whatever, they still all the, for whatever reason they still vote Democrats, even though they're being hurt by these guys across the board. So if you kowtow to these guys, you are compromising your principles for something that ain't going to happen. It's that simple. That's the stupid part of it to me. That's where they're making their big mistake.
Well, we'll see in Chicago coming up shortly when there's only rich people.
Right. Well, we talked about only rich people in there was a couple shows ago. Remember here in Florida, they wanted to have. What was it? It was a couple shows ago. You need to listen to that. The other thing is that the one thing that is going to maybe save, there's two things to consider on this federal thing that I'm looking at here. They want to tie it. The Republicans now want to tie it with the estate tax, the permanent estate tax repeal. And there's a big fight about that. Of course, you know, the estate tax is, as far as I'm concerned, is a joke.
Illegal.
I mean, it should be. I mean, It is astounding to me.
It's something they've repealed and enacted on multiple occasions.
Multiple occasions, and as you know, the exemption is increasing dramatically until about what, the end of 2010 or 11 or something, and then it reverts if nothing else is done. The tax decrease, if you want to call it that, of the first one that George Bush put together in 2001 or two or something, is set to expire.
Right.
In 2010, I think, and everything goes back to what it was before, unless they.
Well, they passed it on this. The House did anyway.
So passed.
That estate tax.
Oh, they did.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I did not know that.
They bootstrapped the minimum wage onto that.
Okay, well then, see, that's probably going to kill it. The Democrats do not want to have. They want to make sure that if you make any money in this country, that the government gets it.
It goes back to the estate.
Yeah, it goes back to the estate. Mm-hmm. You want to hand it to your kids, your ne'er do well kids. Oh. Forget it. We know better what to do with your money. By God, and
you win the American dream, you become rich, and then your kids have to do it all over again.
Well, but you're dead.
Right. So it doesn't matter to you.
So it doesn't matter to you. You know.
Well, you were. That sounds like a bleep moment. Yeah. You were a filthy rich person anyway. By that I mean filthy, comma rich, not filthy dash rich. You know
what I? Yeah. Well, of course I know about the. I've been in the inheritance business before, so I know what it's like
paying those taxes.
Yeah, I can tell you. It's not good. I mean, I actually had to work occasionally for a living. Well, to finish this thing.
Send chills down the spine.
Yeah. let me just finish off with this one last quote, and this is really what it has to do is all about. Hello, blah. I'm not even speaking correctly today. This is great. The American workers deserve a fair vote on a minimum wage increase, not a vote on a bill that's larded up with harmful provisions, said Representative George Miller of California, the senior Democrat on the Committee on Education and the Workforce. The thing that George Miller doesn't realize is that American workers vote every day, and that's by the job that they take. Mm-hmm. That's how the vote is. They vote every minute of every day by going out to work. So it's why should Congress is only going to vote on this once, and the American worker votes 24/7, 365. What's he talking about here? That is the market, of course, that always, as we've talked about before, astounds me in that we vote with the ultimate democracy is how we vote when we go out and get a job, we buy a box of cereal or soap or jeans or whatever it is. This is the great democracy, the great...
It's like the chemicals given to the queen ant.
Yes.
You know, that's how the ant mound is regulated. Right, the queen ant sits down in the bottom, and the other little ants give her a little food. And by the chemical content of the food, the ant can determine the entire structure of the mound.
That's exactly right. And that's where that particular chemical in the market system that we have here is called profit. Profit determines where to put stuff.
If the mound is making money over here.
Everybody goes there. That's right, and that when you discourage profit, as they're talking about now with this, I'm gonna digress just for a second. Then we're trying to
control the queen.
Well, I guess when they want to have, somebody's proposed a 100% windfall profits tax on Exxon and Chevron and those guys because they're making too much money, and what they want to do is the government wants to take it away so that that way we won't have any more gas at all, and that'll be the ultimate in conservation. When there is no gas, that's one way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they don't realize is that profit is the big huge flag that tells people where to go. And when you have huge profits in something like say an iPod, I remember when the Apple IIs came out. I'm going to talk about this in another arena here shortly. The profit margin to Apple was like 50%. Can you imagine on an item? I mean, they were making. Let me put it this way. I remember that Apple was making more on an Apple IIe computer than we were selling it. If you can imagine, they were selling them to us for like, I don't know, I think it was like $1,200 and we were selling them for $1,800 and they were making them for like $200. I mean, they were making a fortune on these things.
Right.
And what happened? Guess what? Now, what can you buy a computer for? I saw a laptop today at Target or someplace like that. A laptop, mind you. Ready to go, $298.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, this is with the operating system.
Wow, that's surprising.
Unbelievable.
What operating system?
Windows, but it was it was the Celeron
Millennium.
It was the AMD. Yeah, right. No, no, it was not. Yeah, right. ME. That was Win 95. What are you talking about? No,
Win 95.
They had.
You know, they're not going to support Win 98 anymore. Microsoft, they announced yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Like,
the
cares, but
the yeah. The, no, the, hello, I lost my train. Oh, please, train of thought, come back, come back.
With the laptop?
Laptop. Oh, it was a AMD 3100, which I was thinking about getting one, except that we need the 3200, it turns out.
Okay.
That's the chip that's in.
Oh, yeah, it's in there with this one.
That's a big difference between those, but that's why it's cheap. Okay. Now, as far as Walmart is concerned, I'm going to dovetail this. This actually dovetails into something else. It has to do with the market, the things we just talked about. Walmart has decided to pull out of Germany.
Completely out
completely.
Of Germany.
Completely. They are selling 85.
The country of Germany.
The country of Germany. Now, think about it.
Well, it was those, you know, those fatty Hitler mustaches they were selling.
Minimum wage.
The Gestapo Signature Series clothing line didn't go over very well.
Didn't.
So, no.
No, no kidding. They, I heard that they were selling the stick-ons for your car, the swastika stick-ons.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Nah, didn't
go.
Pull them out.
So
nah.
Why are they pulling out of Germany?
And they're selling a bunch of stores, 85 stores or
85
something.
Stores that are going to take a $1 billion dollar write-off.
Yep.
They are selling them because they got out-competed. No other reason. Yes, they got out-competed.
But nobody could beat the Walmart.
Yeah.
By what?
Well,
chain?
Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly why. I mean, here's the article. They got into Germany at a time when the whole market model was shifting. We put good effort into, says a spokesman, so forth and so forth. They also got out of South Korea because of the competition. They made some gaffes. Now, I remember in Germany years ago, a friend of mine got the Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise. And it turns out that this was what I heard. I don't speak German, but I understand that when they put up the signs that Kentucky Fried Chicken, that something, the word fried means like dead corpse or something, or it didn't go over well,
right?
And
like the Chevy Nova,
right? Yeah, Nova,
no go,
right? Exactly,
right.
No go, right? The same kind of thing. So they apparently made some gaffes like that, and they offered to bag the groceries, and it turns out that the Germans really like to bag their own groceries. They were put off by this. The other thing is the instructions. This is really funny. The instructions, and I've seen this. The instructions to the Walmart employees were to smile. You know, as they do here, smile.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that the Germans were really put off by this. That they were. It says here, Germans are used to brusque service. No. I can tell
Come
you this
on.
Is true. No. This is true. And I, with all due apologies to our German friends over there, hi, yes, das ist gut. They do have a nasty, I don't know, nasty, but a habit of butting in line. For instance, it is they are aggressive. In
you
some
guard your place there in line.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you,
get out of my way.
Well,
are you sure it wasn't the welcome lady at the front that all you're supposed to say welcome and they were all saying Sikai?
Yes, right. That will do it too. And the welcome lady, the costume was a little off-putting. She had a hair in her bun and she was dressed in this drab green thing.
Right.
And she would salute everybody when they walked in and click her heels together. And I guess so she's just trying to get in the spirit of things. And I guess it was one of the, anyway, what happened is it turns out that their marketing model was wrong and they decided to Ashken and they're selling their 85 stores to the Walmart of Germany.
Right.
Who is...
Well, they build walls, all
right. Yeah, that's right. that's right. The Walmore.
We have aisles and aisles of walls.
That's right. That's where they were first. Walmart was trying to sell more walls.
Right. Maybe they thought that was the problem. They thought that that's what they were selling, and they just tore down that other one, and they were like, we just don't need this place.
No, I don't need any more. That's right.
Yeah, maybe that was their biggest gaffe of all.
Could have been. I don't know. Anyway, but I thought it was interesting that the market in that particular case, different from Chicago, different from minimum wage stuff. And I'll tell you, in Germany, they do have quite a socialistic system in a lot of areas, and Walmart thought they could make it in there, but just couldn't compete in the actual market itself. I thought that was interesting.
Hmm.
Here, of course, in the United States, when Walmart doesn't make it, it's because citizens
unite.
You know, well, if you want to call it that. But I mean, there's at least some special, it's some special interest group, not the consumers, mind you. It's always they'll hide under the rubric of some consumer organization. But basically, it's some clothing guy that doesn't want to be put out of business, or you know,
some idealistic person with the idea that the mom and pop stores.
Mom and pop stores. I had dinner last night with a lady. She says, "Well, I worry about." It. I said, "Yeah, but what about the other 200,000 of us that don't want to pay $50 for a shirt?" And think about it. So you could buy your nice shirt for $50 from mom and pop or whatever it is, but you can go over to Walmart and get your $10 shirt. You got $40 left over, mind you.
Not good enough, right?
Yeah. To spend with mom and pop. And I'm sorry, mom and pop just going to go into another business. Well, as I said, I think we talked about this on the trip back from California with Grandma in the mini Apollo capsule that we we stopped in McGee, Mississippi at the Walmart there, population 5,000, and there was businesses all around it that had just sprung up because Walmart was there. So I think that when people they have their self-interest, and it's to be expected. As a consumer,
I think it's just
I like to pay less for something.
Misplaced idealism.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the government-run school system, because you are indoctrinated, as you know, in the government-run school system.
Oh, but don't get me started.
Yeah, don't get us right. Okay, I'll not go there. What's next?
Speaking of cheap items, did you go out garage sailing on Saturday?
Oh, garage sailing. Yes, garage sale. I want to tell you something about garage sale etiquette. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's something I lost out in this particular.
Jimmy's corner.
That's right, Jimmy's corner.
Quincy Jones.
That's it.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so I went out, and one of the pieces in garage sale etiquette, when somebody else is fondling or holding up something or hovering over, you're not supposed to grab it out of their hands or anything. So here's this guy. He's
cobra it right out of their
hands. That's right. So here's this guy. In Germany, I guess you do it. They would, I guarantee you, they'd snatch it out of your hands.
Right, right.
But no, the simple fact is that this guy was hovering over this Nikon camera. Mm-hmm. And this was late in the day in garage sale parlance, like it was already 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know, so down here, you hit the first one at 7:15.
Right.
And you know, you're done by 8.
Right. Well, you open up their house. And
right. Oh, yeah.
In.
No. You are,
I opened the garage.
Yeah, it's all right. No,
it's like, you know,
I put a couple of tables out for you. I'm done.
Yeah.
I left my money on the thing.
Yeah. No, it is when you open up the garage, you know that ad, it's the ad for Singular, mm-hmm. where the guy has his 50 or 100 people in back of him.
Right,
that are,
right, right.
Okay, that's, we open up the garage, and that's what it is. There's a crowd out there, eyes open, you know, just standing there. And that's so. And that's in the dark,
right?
You know,
right.
So, and here in Florida now,
it gets warm in the morning.
It gets warm. That's right. If you can get some deals,
mm-hmm.
if they're still there at 11 o'clock and it's a larger item,
it's free.
It's free. That's it. It doesn't matter what it costs.
It's free.
Yeah, that's right. If you could get somebody, I saw somebody that had actually moved their washer and dryer out to the they had the big
they left it.
Seriously, here was practically brand new washer and dryer,
right.
And I'll guarantee you they went for $5.
Right.
I guarantee if you need them. Anyway, the deal is that the etiquette is that if you are Egypt. Yes.
He's made it in. All right.
Hey. Egypt. All right.
Yes, on.
Let me finish this up.
Yep,
okay. So EJ just walked in, so we might have a few things to say from the socialist camp. So anyway, if they're holding it, you're not supposed to. This guy had a Nikon camera, and I thought this is late in the day, 9 o'clock. It's got to be, you know, they're probably asking $100, $200 for it, because even though film cameras are dead and they're almost free these days, I figured by 9 o'clock, so if it had been cheap, somebody would have already snapped it up. So here's this guy, and he's handling it, and he goes on for like five or 10 minutes, which is way too long for this, because you normally pick it up and you know pretty quickly if you're going to buy it or not. So it turned out the guy was a foreigner. And probably a legal alien, I don't know. Anyway, but because I heard him say something, and there was this accent.
Does this camera take pictures of government institutions?
That's right. That's right. That's what he was asking. And so I left. And as I left, there was an exchange or something, and I saw this kind of heavyset guy finally, he had gotten there, was in the area of the camera. So anyway, I went to the next garage sale, and this guy shows up. It was there, of course, sort of in order. And I asked him, I said, did you buy that camera? He says, yeah. He says, that son of a gun was sitting there. Finally, he says, I finally grabbed it out of his hand, Yeah, I asked the owner of the thing. I said, how much do you want for it? He says, $10.
I finally grabbed it out of his hand.
So I grabbed it out of his hand. I said, $10 for a Nikon camera in a case with like three lenses? You got to be kidding. So that was the deal that I missed out on. That would have made the day. I did get a Palm Zire 21, which I sold on eBay. I put a
I've been looking everywhere. For, what the hell is that?
Yeah, too bad. No, it's a PDA. No, but I mean, I usually go outside anymore to look for at least one item that'll pay for the gas.
Right.
So that means I've got to get an item for $10 and I sell for $100.
Right.
And that way I pay for the gas gas on my motociclet. And because I hit a lot.
And pretty soon, listeners, you will be able to be eligible for a prize from the Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right. No,
the garage sale special this week only.
Yeah. We should take we should have everything on like one big table that we kind of have back here, and then we'll just, you know,
we'll do it.
Can kind of preview it like a lot. You know, you could possibly win one of these things.
We'll do a lottery for your emails. If you send in your emails, we'll do a lottery and we'll pick something out of the Jimmy Doan garage sale bucket.
Well, you have to. Well, they're going to have to pay the postage, I think. I'm not willing to do that. But I can send it.
All right, well, then we'll send you a return email and tell you how much the postage is.
That's right.
And ask you if you still
want. But I got a bunch of junk here. Like, sometimes I'll buy, which I did do. This was really a good thing. I bought a box of cables, and because it had a charger in it that I needed, believe it or not. I know this sounds like nobody has any of these brick wall chargers. How many do you have? It's like my
penny. There's 100 on the studio floor.
Right, seriously. They're like a penny collection. I mean, they are all over the place. And it turned out there was one in there that I needed, and in there was a cable that I had never seen before. Surprise, surprise, put it on eBay, $45. Couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So that bought off some of our bandwidth for our listener. And he can now download the show.
Right. Well, we might actually talk about that in a minute. Let's go ahead and we'll get EJ fired up here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we'll be right back on the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Woo-hoo. Don't go away. Part two coming up.
Part two coming up.
Thank you.